state investigators charged Shell last week with chronically underreporting spills of industrial waste during construction of a pipeline feeding the company's Beaver County ethane cracker. Attorney General Michelle Henry filed 13 misdemeanor charges against Shell Pipeline at a magistrate's court in Washington County. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier has looked at the charges and joins me now to talk about them. Reed, what is the AG saying that Shell did here? What are the charges?
The AG is alleging that Shell and its contractors underreported volumes of spills of drilling mud during construction of the Falcon ethane pipeline. The pipeline feeds ethane to Shell's cracker plant, and it was built through several counties in the southwest corner of the state. Now, drilling mud is used to lubricate the drill bit during horizontal drilling, which is a common construction technique used to build pipelines. And one problem with this drilling mud is that it can shoot out in unexpected places during drilling, like through unseen holes or channels underground, and it can get into streams and wetlands. And since it's considered industrial waste, it contains clay and can contain some chemicals. That's a violation of the state's clean water laws. And if the volume of a spill gets above a certain amount, the DEP has to stop work on the pipeline and inspect. The problem, according to the complaint, is that Shell and its contractors routinely undercounted its volumes to just below the threshold for work stoppages. And it costs the company $40,000 a day when work is stopped, but the maximum penalty for these spills was only $10,000 a day. So basically, if they told the DEP later on that there was a spill, they'd have to pay $10,000, but if they actually reported the actual amount when it happened, they'd be paying $40,000 a day. So the AG is alleging the company had no economic incentive to, quote unquote, do the right thing and report the actual spills. One construction manager that was interviewed by the Attorney General's office called this a strategy that the company deployed and said he was pressured not to let the DEP get in the way of the project's completion. Now, Shell's response to this is it's reviewing the charges and that it's cooperated with all federal, state, and local agencies.
How big a problem are these drilling mud spills?
I spoke to Dave Hess about this. He's a former DEP secretary. He says these types of spills are indicative of what's been happening in the pipeline industry. And he says that drilling mud, despite its name, is a serious environmental problem.
The drilling mud spills are pollution. They contain chemicals. They contain other pollutants that can do harm to aquatic life in particular and basically choke off aquatic life because they can't breathe when this stuff hits the water.
And the mud from these spills ended up in several streams and a wetland along the route of the pipeline in western Pennsylvania, according to the criminal complaint.
How did this investigation even come about?
The state was tipped off by a whistleblower. Basically, in 2019, this man who had been working on the pipeline sent in a complaint that the company was underreporting its spills. And over the course of the next couple of years, the Attorney General's office and the DEP interviewed people who'd worked on the pipeline, including several that had been fired. Some of those who were fired believed they were let go because they were too open and honest about conditions on the pipeline route.
You mentioned these charges are misdemeanors. Why didn't the AG charge Shell with something more serious? Why not a felony?
That's a good question. I posed it to Jamie Colburn. He's a law professor at Penn State who once served as a lawyer for the EPA. And he said that for felony environmental crime cases, you have to prove intent to break the law. The legal term for this is mens rea, or more commonly thought of as a guilty mind. And Colburn said that's very hard to prove.
You have to line up testimony or evidence about the, you know, in this case, the entity and its personnel's knowledge as to each element of the offense. And that's often a long list of elements.
Colburn said one aspect that may have weighed on the prosecution's decision here is the fact that some of the people working on the pipeline believed their actions were generally condoned in underreporting these spills. That's because the company came up with a term called managed release or controlled release. Essentially, if they stationed a vacuum truck right where the mud was like bubbling up to the surface, they didn't count that as an uncontrolled spill. And some workers might have actually thought this was legally allowed. Now, this concept is not part of any permit the pipeline was operating under. It's not a regulatory term or a legal term. But, you know, one DEP inspector stated that the pipeline construction managers coined this term, even though they knew it was not really a legally defensible concept. After all, mud coming up through the ground can also seep into groundwater or through other fissures in the ground, even if some of it is vacuumed up or cleaned up at the surface. Still, Colburn says that may make prosecuting this case as a kind of conspiracy to circumvent the law tricky for prosecutors.
If you're going after them criminally, it starts to look like they don't really have a guilty mind. They think that they have some form of permission, mistaken as they are, or some form of exemption that they don't really have.
And Colburn says that in these types of environmental cases, the attorney general will usually charge the defendant with the most serious charge that they think they can prove to a jury beyond a reasonable doubt in order to produce the highest fine that they can from these companies.
Why was Shell reporting its own spills in the first place? Why wasn't the DEP monitoring this more closely?
Well, the DEP relies on self-reporting from companies for all kinds of things. If companies get caught fudging the numbers later on, they risk, you know, getting penalized or fined. And we see this sometimes where the DEP will learn about a spill later on, and then they go back and fine the company for not reporting it properly or not being entirely honest about it. But all of this is based on a system that assumes that the DEP finds out what happens later on in the first place. The reality, though, is that the legislature doesn't fund DEP enough to have enough staff to go out and inspect all of these pipelines all the time. Here's Dave Hess again.
DEP's oil and gas program and other programs are underfunded. They simply don't have the number of inspectors and other folks that they need to enforce the law.
And Governor Shapiro has requested more money for the DEP, but the legislature so far hasn't committed to increase funding. One other issue for the DEP right now is that some of their budget for the oil and gas program relies on drilling permits. And since drilling is down right now across the state because of low gas prices, so too is their funding.
Okay, thanks, Reed.
Thank you.
That was the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier. You can read all of his reporting on pipelines at alleghenyfront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.